Labels and Gin.
Lights, camera, action.
Yep.
Labels and Gin.
Hello, everybody. This is the Month of Movies podcast for the month of February, 2016. February.
Can you not say February?
I can, but I just, like, there are. That's how I remember to spell it. It's like Wednesday.
February.
February, 2016. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And this year, for 2016, I compiled a list of 2016 movies. No. I compiled a list of the scariest movies, and then I took out a few for ones that I've already done, but I have scariest movies list.
And I'm watching random box sets of horror movies that I own.
This month was busy. Oh yeah, everything else we watched.
Yeah.
This month was busy for me. I didn't watch anywhere near enough movies, but I'm still ahead.
I caught up because I was one off last month, and then I'm on time now.
I'm doing fine. Like, I'm doing actually good. Like, I'm right on track because I watched 6 last month and I watched 4 this month. So, over a span of 12 months, in 2 months I watched 10. So, that's 6 chunks of 2 months. It's 10. It works out. That's all right. Whatever. But you watched a lot of the movies I watched this month.
Yeah, because Scott's going through some of the scariest movies, and I saw his list, so I'm like, if you watch these, I want to watch them. And we watched a lot of them.
Yeah.
And by a lot, I mean almost all the ones you watched, I watched.
Yeah. So the first movie I watched this month was The Omen.
The Omen.
Now, this is one of those movies that, unfortunately, if I knew nothing going into it, I probably would have liked it a little more.
Yeah.
But I knew a lot of, like, because, I mean, I like a lot of horror stuff, so, I mean, I've seen documentaries and stuff about how to make horror well, and I knew a lot about this movie, and even, like...
I only knew a couple scenes. Like, well, I know we were talking about it,
yeah.
And I'm like, I only remember the big wheel on the stairs.
The second floor thing.
Yeah, and I thought that was toward the end of the movie, but I was wrong.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, even the plot, like... Okay, so the movie is about this Gregory Peck, also known as Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird. Him and his wife, they have a baby, but it ends up dying, like, in childbirth. And then the people at the hospital are like, hey, man, you want a baby?
I got you a baby.
Yeah, we got you a baby. Check out this fucking baby. You like your babies look like yours? Yeah. So they're like, hey, the mother, I can't remember if they said the mother died during childbirth or, like, they just abandoned it. I don't know.
I don't remember.
They said the specifics of the baby. But, like, hey, this baby's here. It's born at the same time as your kid. How about you just take it? I won't tell anyone. You don't tell anyone. No one's the wiser. So he's like, all right, I'll tell. I'll do it. So, like, the whole time he doesn't tell his wife about it.
Yeah, she thinks it's her kid.
But then... Once the kid starts feeling, like 5 or something? Weird shit starts happening.
Yeah, because it was at his birthday party.
Yeah, it was at his birthday party.
When he turned 6.
Maybe, that would make sense. but this movie's been around so long, obviously you know the kid is evil.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the one thing I'm like, I kind of wish I didn't know that, because going into it, I'm like, yeah, he's evil. I know he's evil. Bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, when you first watch it, if you were just first watching it, you wouldn't be like, what the fuck is happening? He's looking at this dog, and then something is, like, and I don't know. But, yeah, bad things happen around the kid, but you slowly find out that there is a group of people that are kind of making sure this child has, like, is being taken care of well, because that's... They were waiting for this day to happen where this kid is, I don't know, the Antichrist or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's evil.
He's the Antichrist. He's basically the son of the devil.
Yeah, he's the son of the devil.
Which is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
God has one, and then the devil has one. That's,
yeah.
Jesus is God's child, and then Damien's the devil's.
Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of creepy. It had some cool shots. Like I said, going into it, I kind of knew about him, so watching it happen was kind of cool. It was pretty cut and dry. saying, hey, this is what's happening, the kid is evil. But once the father, like, started having his suspicions, that part was cool when he starts, like, digging into the, into, like, a little bit of the past and what actually happened and stuff like that. That was my favorite part of the movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't watch this 40 years ago when it came out or whatever. So it's been kind of done by everybody else, so it didn't have as much of an impact on me. What did you think?
I thought it was good. I didn't know nearly as much as you did going into it. I knew he was evil and, you know, the devil's kid or whatever. But, I mean, as far as a lot of the deaths and stuff, I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And then the very ending, I didn't see that either coming.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that part. But
yeah, it's...
I thought it was good. I gave it a 6.5.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, and I just found out that...
I gave it a 6.6.
6.66, repeating. No, okay, so you know how they have the Bates Motel show?
Yeah.
They have another show based on Damien.
Really?
As he's an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like the opposite of Bates Motel where it's after.
Okay.
So I'm like, huh, well, I don't have cable. And I saw an ad for it. I'm like... Because they're, like, playing them back-to-back, like, Bates Motel and Damien are, like...
Uh-huh.
I think the show's called Damien.
Yeah, because I know there's numerous sequels to this movie. And I think the third one, it always reminded me of the Child's Play one, because you see him, like, dressed up in, like, this sort of, like, military outfit type thing, where he's, like, 12 or 13 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he just looks like a little, like, a little... Just looks like a little Nazi.
Well, I'm going to jump back and talk about the first movie I watched this
month.
Okay. Which I think you saw before, but it was in my box set, House on Haunted Hill.
Yes, classic movie. Vincent Price.
That was really good.
Yeah.
So, in case you haven't seen... this is the Vincent Price one. I know they've done remakes of it. But in case you haven't seen it, it's a bunch of these people get the opportunity to spend the night in this house that's supposedly haunted. And if they survive the night, they get $50,000. Which is a shit ton back then.
This is like the... Was it the 50s? 1950s? I want to say 1956, but that can't be right. I don't know times or days or years very well at all.
No, they don't have the year on this.
Oh, fuck. I'll do it. While you talk about it, I'll do the old IMDb pull-up.
So, I mean, it's basically... The disc is 2001, so that must have been when it was printed.
Yes.
So it's a bunch of people in the house, and the housekeepers and stuff leave, and when they leave, they lock the door so no one can get out. And they're warning them, say, don't trust the guy who owns the house and all this. And the lady's like, I'm going to leave. I do not want to be a part of this. And her husband's like, you got to stay, you know, because we need this money or whatever. And then they're like, oh, apparently the housemaids and stuff, they left early. The doors are locked. You can't leave now. So she's stuck there. She's not happy about it. And then, like, all this crazy stuff starts happening in the house.
Haunting type stuff.
Yeah, haunting type stuff. And then there's, like, a twist at the end, which I'm not going to reveal. But...
It's only an hour and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, it was a pretty short movie.
It was 1959. Okay. I was so close. 3 years.
But, like, the concept is really cool. I mean, like, I'm sure this is one of the first stay in the house and make money type movies.
Well, plus, from what I remember watching years ago, it was one of those movies where you're watching it and you're kind of like, is it really haunted or is it just this guy's a weirdo?
Oh, yeah, because one of the guys in the house has been in the house before and says it's haunted, these ghosts come and stuff, and they're like, wait, so if you've been in this house before, you don't need the money, why are you here? And then, like, yeah, it's...
I watched it a long time.
It's pretty good. The next movie I watched, well, the House on Haunted Hill was the last movie in the box set for January.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little off, because that was the Evil Places box set.
Yeah.
So I finished that one.
And that was an Evil Place.
It was an Evil Place. then I started my next box set, which is just called Horror Classics, Volume There's no volumes on these.
Five horror classics.
No, it's four movies over 5 hours.
Oh, shit, over 5 hours.
So each one's over an hour.
Wow.
Just so each one's like an hour 10.
Just an hour 15.
15. Well, this, yeah. So the first one I watched on here was called Carnival of Souls.
I've heard of that before.
Which is basically, I think, supposed to be the cover of the box.
I'm guessing.
But they're, I mean, they're...
Never.
Anyway, so I thought I wrote a lot more down about what this movie is about. But the movie starts off, and these two cars are drag racing, like full of teenagers. They're all like, "Doo doo doo, we're driving, da da da."
Typical teenagers.
And they're like neck and neck racing, and then they get onto this bridge, and they're trying to pass on the bridge, and then like one of the cars breaks over the side, and the car goes into the river, and it sinks. Yep.
Sorry.
That's images. A spoiler.
Is it?
And then the car goes in the river, and it's like drowning, and all the people.
The car's drowning.
Yeah, all the people in the car drowning and stuff, and then they're all like, "Oh crap!" Everybody's dead in the car, because they got like all these teams looking for it, and they're like, you know, if we haven't found it by now, they're dead.
Yeah.
And then they see this girl like climb out of the river. And they're like, "Holy crap, there's a survivor." And she's like...
Not all there.
She went through a trauma and stuff like that. And then to get away from it all, she goes to... Oh, she gets a job. And then it cuts to her, like, she gets a job as an organist or whatever.
Yeah.
A person who plays the organ.
Yeah, like a penis.
Like a penis for an organ.
Like an organ penis.
So she gets a job at this church to play the organ, and she's not religious at all. So everyone, like, assumes that she's religious because she plays she's like, "No, it's just a job for me. It's just a job." Mm-hmm. And she's staying at this apartment complex while she has the job. Like, I guess she gets to stay there for free, so it goes with the church. But there's neighbor guy who keeps hitting on her, and he's super freaking creepy.
Nice.
And she's like, no, I just want to be alone. I've been through a lot of stuff, and I just need time to myself, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then the priest like gives her, you know, the tour of the town and stuff like that, and they pass this broken down amusement park, and she's like, I have to go there. And he's like, "Well, I can bring you there, there's nothing to it." So he brings her to the gates and stuff. She wants to go, and he's like, "No, that's trespassing, we can't do that, that's against the law, that's
against the Lord,
against the Lord's laws." So then like she comes back there later and breaks in or whatever, and there's like, I don't know what they are, if they're just ghosts or monsters or something. Like,
back in these souls.
Yeah. So they're like, they keep following her around. And she's like, she goes back to her apartment, and they're outside her window staring at her, and like all this creepy stuff. And then the end of the movie happens.
And then
the end of the movie happens. Because as they get closer and closer to her. I thought it was pretty decent. Oh, shit. Host of Haunted Hill, I gave a 6.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to say that. And then Carnival of Souls, I gave a 5.
All right.
And then I saw The Omen, I gave a 6.5. And then I saw these all in these movies with you.
Speaking of, apparently in December of last year, to December 2015, in case people listened to the podcast and then didn't figure it out, I was talking about Heaven's Gate, was that the Western with Chris Christopherson. I never said the title of the movie, and I had numerous people come up to me and say, like, because Tony knew it, because he just knew the movie.
Yeah.
But a couple people messaged me saying, "What was that movie you're talking about?" It was Heaven's Gate, the Chris Christopherson.
We're horrible at, like...
I know. I'm like, but, yeah, shit, man. So if anyone never followed the answer, 2 podcasts or 3 episodes later, here's the answer. Sorry.
Heaven's Gate.
Forgetting the...
not about the Kool-Aid.
No, not the Nike Kool-Aid shoes. Nike blanket people, but the...
That's what I kept thinking it was when you said you were going to watch that.
That'd be a horrible movie. You're like,
it's like 3.5 hours long about kids.
We're going to go off in the spaceship.
Actually, I would be kind of interested to watch a movie on that.
Yeah, but if it's under a bad movie, too, that's like...
Oh, yeah, not a bad version of it.
Yeah, if it was a good version, that'd be cool, but... Yeah. That's... Yeah. Next movie I watched was The Crazies.
Yeah, I watched that one next, too.
Not the original one.
No.
So I got that right this time. I watched the remake, because that was the actual one. Timothy Oliphant was the main character in that movie, and he's a sheriff of the small town in, I want to say, Iowa. I don't remember. Where's Cedar Rapids? Because it's the big city they keep talking about. Whatever.
Cedar Rapids.
Let's just pretend it's Iowa. Because that seems like a stupid little state. No offense, Iowans. Iowians. Iowanites. I don't know. So he's a sheriff.
Cedar Rapids is Michigan.
There's a couple Cedar Rapids.
Oh, Cedar Rapids. Why did I say Grand Rapids?
Yeah, Grand Rapids is Michigan. But he's a sheriff in this small town. And one day, one of the guys in town, just stumbles onto this Little League game with his shotgun, and everyone's like, oh shit, what's going on? So he confronts the guy, and he's just not acting right, and he ends up pulling the gun on the sheriff, so he shoots him and kills him. The wife gets pissed off at him.
With kids everywhere.
Yeah, there's fucking kids everywhere, and like, oh shit, this happened. But the wife of the guy got really mad because she thought that the sheriff had it out for him because he was like the town drunk, but he's been sober for so many years. And they're like, what the hell happened? What was that all about? But then more and more stuff started happening where someone would just kind of lose touch of reality and just murder people. So that started happening and happening. And partway through the movie, I was expecting the explanation of what was going on to be a lot further on down the movie.
Right.
But right away, they found out because they realized that someone was talking about a crash they heard. So they go out into the water, their water preserve, and they find an airplane in the water preserve. It crashed and landed in there, and they eventually figured out that that's the town's drinking water, and the people that were slowly losing their mind first were closest to the water reserve, so they realized it was all in the drinking water. But the thing about the movie that I didn't care for too much was that they kept doing this this weird satellite thing, where you just saw from a GPS above the town, and it zoom in and zoom out and stuff. Something on 24, I don't know. But it's because the army had this biochemical in the airplane, and they were sending it off to get destroyed, but they ended up crashing into the water preserve. So the army comes in, they're like, yeah, fuck, we gotta quarantine this town, blah, 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 blah. That goes bad. A bunch of the crazies, as they refer to them in the movie, break through the barriers and start just annihilating the army until they just kind of left the town on their own to survive. So it's, Timothy Oliphant, his deputy, and then his wife and this other girl, they're just trying to survive getting through town and getting out. And it had some pretty creepy, it was one of those movies that was just, I don't know, I wish I had a good way to explain these types of movies, but for me, it was one of those that, it just felt good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It didn't seem...
Demented.
Huh?
It feels good to watch this kind of thing happen to people.
No. No, sometimes when you watch sort of, I don't want to say cheesy or bad horror movies, but, there's certain types of movies that they're not amazing,
mm-hmm.
but it's just, it's just...
It just keeps you wrapped into
it. Yeah, when you're reading a book and it's oh, that was an easy read, because it just, It's like an easy movie.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good to watch. That's how this movie kind of was. But it had some really cool, close calls that seemed a little... I don't want to say a little stretched, obviously, because it's fake. But, in real life, he would have been fucked if that was him, But, I can see why they used... On the cover of the movie, they had... they just showed, a bloody pitchfork being dragged behind someone.
Mm-hmm.
That part was one of the coolest parts of the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, so it wasn't technically a zombie movie. It was more of a, I don't know.
It was an outbreak.
It was an outbreak type movie, but it was also at the same time, because there are certain people that are you sick? Are you, do you, you know, they couldn't really tell. It wasn't obviously obvious,
right.
But people just like sort of like just lose it and lose their cool and fucking just fuck you, Bannon, and they just like stab someone.
Well, the final stages of it is pretty obvious, but the beginning stages, not.
So people like so that kind of had some of the thrills and suspense in that because right away they're not like are they sick? Is this you know? But it wasn't bad. It was fun. I gave it a 7.5. What did you think?
I gave it. Also a 7.5.
These movies we're sharing.
I watched the next one in my box set was Chamber of Horrors.
Ooh.
Which I don't know what I thought it was going into it.
Well, a chamber is a bedroom. Isn't it?
Well, in
in a castle?
In this, it's
sex room.
It's like a catacombs.
Oh, thing. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's an eternal sleep.
Well, maybe it is referred to... I don't know. Well, no, because they're referring to it as a tomb. I don't know. Maybe the Chamber of Horrors is because this guy, he dies in his bed.
Okay.
So maybe that's why. But anyway, he dies...
Bed chambers.
And they think that he was poisoned and murdered because he has a key to this tomb.
Mm.
And the keys are missing. So they're trying to find where the keys are. There's 7 keys total, so you need like 7 keys to open this.
Sounds like a video game.
I know. There's 7 keys to open this tomb, and apparently there's like 7 people that have the keys, and then it gets passed down. And
like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah. So they try to figure out who took the key, because whoever took the key probably murdered him.
Yeah.
And then they use the keys. Eventually, they get the keys, and then they open the tomb, and then you find out why. And I'm not going to tell you that because it's the end of the movie.
Oh, shit.
But they tell you the explanation on why these people have the keys. So it was a pretty interesting movie.
Obviously, they're safeguarding something.
Right. And just kind of, there's 7 of them, so you know, there's like a
7 deadly sins.
There's like a pact between 7 people, which this movie could be called The Pact, unlike that other one.
And actually, the Chamber of Horrors actually would work for the other one too, because this is a bedroom.
And they flip flop the titles.
Movie. Fucking go back in time, use this. It's cooler, guys. Go back to the 60s.
It was interesting, but there was a lot of parts that I was like, oh my god. I mean, these movies are short and they felt long.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up giving this one, I guess I gave it a 4.5.
4.5, oof.
Yeah. So I mean, it wasn't that exciting. Like, I was curious about the tomb, like what was in the tomb, but.
What's in the tomb?
Other than that, I didn't care much for the story.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's head in the tomb.
Okay. And then the next one in my box set I watched is called The Last Man on Earth, which was very good.
Was it as funny as the show?
It wasn't very good, I should say. It was good. I think these are all...
decent?
I'm trying to remember what the heck's his name.
Oh, the actor? Or, like, director?
Well, this is
Vincent D'Onofrio. Oh, was he in every single one, or are you just saying? Oh,
I guess I thought that was someone else.
Whoops.
But anyway, Last Man on Earth is there's a guy. It starts and the guy is at his house, and it's boarded up. And in the middle of the night, I guess they're vampires in this movie. But they kind of act like zombies.
Oh, is this Vincent Price?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was Vincent Price, but it doesn't say his name anywhere on the box. But I'm pretty sure Vincent Price is the last man on Earth.
This is, I could be wrong, but I think this one is actually, God damn it, I could be wrong, but I think this is the original I Am Legend movie. Like, this is the first version of I Am Legend.
Oh, okay. So, they're all
Yep.
They're all vampires, but they walk around like zombies, but all the effects of vampires are affected on them. So he's in his house by himself, and he has the windows boarded up, and then during the daytime he tries to get supplies and all that stuff, and then at night he just like holds up in his house and hopes they don't break through.
Mm-hmm.
Because he puts mirrors on the outside of the house, because apparently that scares vampires away.
Mm-hmm.
even though I thought it was just a reflection thing.
There's newer.
And then he's got
numerous.
Garlic hit like all over the place. And,
yeah.
But oh, I don't know if I want to give away the end of the movie.
It's up to you, man. I mean, I'm one of those people that I spoilers are hard for me to come by because I don't care for spoilers, but
yeah.
The book's been around for
right
ever, and there's like been three or four incarnations of this book.
So when he goes for supplies, he's trying to find the base where these werewolves are. Because vampires, where the vampires are, because it's easier to get them while they're sleeping.
Yeah.
So he's going around and he's been killing them, the ones that he finds during the day.
Yeah.
And then eventually he finds a lady.
Yep. Downfall of every man.
Yeah, and she's scared of him. And he's like, why are you scared of me? I'm like the last human. And she's like, I don't believe you're a human. You're one of them. You're one of the vampires or whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not. So then he like kidnaps her, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's always
a
trustworthy thing.
I think that's where I'm going to draw the line.
Okay.
The story. I mean, if that has gained your interest, the movie's not that long.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It's 86 minutes.
And I believe that because there was this one. And then there was a Charlton Heston version,
mm-hmm.
which, god damn it, I can't think of the name right now. It was like Omega Man, I think.
Omega Man.
And then, I know the Will Smith version. But I just saw a screenplay by Richard Matheson, who wrote the book.
I thought it was good. I gave it a 5.5.
Okay.
Kept my interest. Vincent Price.
He's a good guy. Too bad he died forever ago.
I was just looking at this. I'm like, what? It doesn't say Vincent Price anywhere on here.
Well, it doesn't say any actors at
it
all.
Does.
Oh.
But I'm guessing these are like, I don't know, zombie roles or something. Because it says starring Buck Black, Maurice Murphy, William Steele, and Jean Dumas.
I'm not even seeing that for the... Crew. Wait.
This is 1924. Is that right?
No. 64.
I thought it said Vincent Price in the credits, though.
This is 1964.
Unless the credits were the right thing and then this box
maybe the
is
box
wrong.
That's wrong. Because I'm like, yeah.
Because I could have swore it said Vincent Price in the credits.
Because
it said Vincent Price is the last man on Earth.
It says 1924?
Yeah.
The book wasn't even written yet. Was that guy Buck Black?
Yeah.
I gotta see what Buck Black is known for. I'm just checking Buck Black on.
I'm just imagining what Tony's going through as we're saying this. Because I'm like listing off all these names. He's probably like, oh, that's the person from this.
Buck Black was from 1914 to 1999. Let's see what movie he played in 1924.
Maybe it was this, huh?
Empty Hearts, The Last Man on Earth. But it's not the shit. Oh, no, no. What the fuck? It's killed, you know. Oh, so they used the wrong Last Man on Earth. This is a movie about in the future of 1940. A young man is rejected and humiliated by a girl and goes off to be a hermit in a redwood forest. By 1950, a dreadful plague of masculitis has killed every male over the age of puberty but our hermit hero. He's become a national treasure and millions of man-starved females crave him, yet he wants the gal who wouldn't have him. So it's like Why the Last Man, except it's a comedy, fantasy, sci-fi. They use the wrong Last Man on Earth.
Oh my god.
Explanation on the box.
That's funny.
That's not...
I was like, what the hell? I was so confused because I'm like, I was pretty damn certain it was Vincent Price because I had said it.
That's
swore
funny.
I said it.
God damn, that's great. That's fantastic.
And then the last one in this box, I'm just going to finish it off because I didn't care much for it.
Okay.
Even though... See, this is wrong too. I did not think Bela Lugosi...
What's the name of the movie?
White Zombie.
Shit, I don't even know. I don't know who's in that. All I know is that's where Rob Zombie got his band name from.
Maybe it was
that's a fun fact, folks.
pretty obvious is White Zombie.
I didn't know about this movie until... Yeah, Bela Lugosi, 1932. Okay. Or do you mean the 2014 movie?
No, okay, so it was that one. I guess it... The picture just doesn't look like... I guess that was in the movie. So, in White Zombie... I'm horrible at trying to remember this. There's somewhere where there's like...
Here, read this description. Maybe this will help.
There's a bunch of natives and stuff. Young man
turns to... A witch.
Yeah.
That's it? All right.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so this guy...
This is so all over the place.
So this guy's wife or fiance or something... No, his wife, because they showed him getting married, dies unexpectedly, and her body goes missing.
Oh, shit.
And there's like, I don't know, it's like the, you know, like the jungles of the natives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, so they're looking for her and he goes to like a witch doctor to try to help find her and stuff like that. And, like the zombies are all like white faced pretty much.
So it's like they're black people with white face?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. They might have been white people cast as that because it's hard to tell in a black and white movie sometimes.
That's true. And their names of these zombies, it's like John, Dan, Claude, John. I can't tell. And there's no pictures of them at all on IMDb except for the bus driver or coach driver.
I don't know. I didn't care much for the movie. I was... easily distracted while watching it.
Okay.
I gave it a 3.5.
Oof.
Yeah.
Poor Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bela.
He'll eventually get a movie that'll land him his career. Right?
He did a lot of movies.
I know. All right, the next movie I watched on my horror list was called Sisters.
Yeah, I watched that as well.
Yes. Yeah. That's a 1970s movie for you.
All I can say is that movie freaked me out a little bit.
It stuck with me.
Because I had a nightmare that night. Even though I had a dream and there was a murder and all this stuff. And I blame that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird because I watch horror movies all the time. So like most of the time horror movies don't have that kind of effect on me.
Yeah.
So it was weird that this one did. But...
Now, this movie is called Sisters, not the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler movie. It's actually a 1973 movie directed by a guy who worked with Alfred Hitchcock. I almost called him Abraham Lincoln.
And it did have that same kind of feel as a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, I don't know if he worked with him or just like copied him because he's a huge fan. Because it's Brian De Palma.
Because I think he was the director of a lot of Hitchcock's movies.
It says, because on here it says De Palma's first Hitchcockian thriller and still one of his best. So anyways, the movie, it starts off very bizarre where it starts off on a game show of... It's almost like a candid camera game show where they like... But they didn't... I don't know. It's like the contestants guess for what the person's going to do next. And it turns out afterwards, like, they're like, oh yeah, here's the model that was on the show, and here's the contestant that he didn't realize he was in the game show, and, like, so they...
Yeah, they won prizes, like, she won not...
Yeah, she won a set of knives.
And then he won, like, a gift certificate to a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, which is, I mean, honestly, for a game show, that's a pretty shitty prize. By, like, hey, you want to go to a restaurant? Yeah, here you go, two dinner for two. Cool, I flew out here, and I drew money for this. She's like, I got knives, yay. But then after the show, the guy's like, I'm going to go to the Africa Room or something?
Yeah, that's the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
The Africa Room.
So, and then the girl's like, he ends up talking to the girl because she's attractive. She's like, oh, come with me, you know, come. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll come with you and stuff. And she ends up getting kind of grabbed by a guy in the restaurant who she claims is her ex-husband. And she's like, I don't, you know, he's always stalking me and this like that. So the guy's like, all right, cool. I'll make sure you get home safe because this guy's outside. And,
right.
And she ends up seeing him outside the apartment. So he when he goes to leave, and I'm using quotes right now, he drives around the block and then goes to the back so that the guy leaves their apartment. Anyways, they have a fun night of sex.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And then he finds out that it's her birthday. So he leaves the house to go get a cake and stuff. There's so much, there's so many details in this movie. He comes back, and in the meantime, you find out she's, yelling at somebody. She's yelling at, her sister.
Well, he knew this before, because he put both their names.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah. That's right. He was, in the shower or something, and he hears the girl, yelling at her sister, oh, I want to sleep on the couch and this and this. You're taking out the bed, blah, 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 and blah, blah. And it's, just shouting at each other. And she's like, oh, sorry, my sister's in town. It's our birthday. We're twins. And also stuff like that. Where I'm sorry. He's like, oh, I'll step off a little bit. He goes, gets him a birthday cake. He comes back, and he sees the other sister sleeping on the couch. He's like, oh, here's the cake, happy birthday. And she fucking just stabs the shit out of him.
Yeah, she just.
Which unfortunately, it's one of those things that I did not see that coming.
Right.
At all. But the rest of the movie is about what happens next, so have to spoil that.
So the neighbor, there's a neighbor that's
a neighbor across the way window, and above. Window, yeah. She sees the guy writing for help in his blood on the window, so she goes to call the cops. But she's one of those people that writes news stories about how the cops are pigs and they're racist and all stuff. This must have been around the run. No, I don't know. Whatever.
The women's
lib. It was around the 70s, so the whole civil rights stuff happened before that. So she calls the cops and then they come over and then the body's hidden and stuff like that, and she's just, the rest of the movie consists of her trying to figure out what
she hires happened. A guy,
yeah, 'cause
she thinks the body's in the couch, so she hires the guy to follow the couch around to see where it goes.
Yeah.
And
then she tries to find out the whole story behind the girl. And it just turns into a 70s, mind fuck fest.
Yeah.
By
the end of the film, you're like, I don't know what is happening.
Yeah, but it's one of those great movies where after it just kind of ends. I don't want to say it just kind of ends, but it has an ending, but it just kind of goes, once the credits pop up, you're like, now what?
Why did they show us this?
Why? Yeah. So it's kind of cool because then you're sitting there. I have this theory, and I was the next day I was on IMDb just looking at all the message boards, people saying, "Oh yeah, this is in the movie." I'm like, fucking, no one's mentioning anything about the ending. Did I screw something up?
No, I told you about the ending.
I know, but then I eventually saw people. People were ripping holes and all this stuff like that. Because yeah, it's a whole weird thing. Yeah, I would recommend it if you like
Hitchcock stuff. I would recommend it.
Yeah. It wasn't an amazing movie, but it held my attention the whole time.
I don't know. It kind of fucked with your head more than I thought it would.
Yeah. It was one of the movies I watched. I'm like, okay, that's. And the next day, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
I know. That's what it was with me, too. I'm sure that's why I had that weird dream about murdering somebody and trying to hide their body.
Yeah, I mean, I it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to rate this because I don't know.
I gave it a 7.
I did too.
This is scary.
Yeah.
We should combine our lists of the movies we both watch and see how many, the percentage, right?
Jesus Christ.
Because I watched one more this month and I have a feeling it's not going to be the same.
No. Yeah. Well, I have 2 movies left.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
I just have one, and it's the one you saw.
Okay, the next one on my list I watched was Nosferatu, the classic. It was shit.
Yeah, that was the next one I watched.
Yeah, because you said you only have 1 left.
I know, you had 2.
Yeah.
So I didn't know when you watched
it. I can't remember how old this was. 20s? Shit, whatever. Nosferatu. If you don't know what that is, you don't know
what horror movies. I don't remember how to spell it.
And it's pretty easy. NOS.
F, the number 4.
Yep. 1922, the number 4, A, the number 2. It's the closest original movie, kind of based off of the Dracula novel,
so close. I put an O and 7 A.
Huh? Oh, Roto?
Whatever. It could be a long O.
Yeah. So, but it's one of those, that's a silent movie. It was like, yeah.
1922, sorry.
Yeah, it's a silent movie.
That's why I was saving it up.
So whenever they were talking, they would wait a little bit and then have a pain of just the talking. So, I mean, if they cut that out, that movie would probably be an hour long. Like, if they had voiceovers. But the technology back then, that's fine. But what it's about, like, it's about this count that lives out in the, like, across the, in a different country in Transylvania. And, like, he's rich, and he wants to buy property in the States, I believe. Is it in the States? Whatever, he wants to buy new property.
No, and it's not the States. It's across the
English Channel or something.
Yeah, he's in Hungary?
I don't remember.
And he's going to London, or not London, but England? Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't, sure, they didn't really have accents in the movie. It was kind of hard to figure out. But, so the main character, he's in charge of finding, like, being his retailer for Jesus Christ. What's the land? Land? Yeah, it's property. He's like, oh, buy this, you know, he's like, oh, here's the things, write it up and sign it, and you want to live in this area. He's like, all right. So he goes to this guy's castle. I mean, I read Dracula a long time ago, and I remember it being a lot more involved than this movie was.
Yeah.
Not a lot happened at all.
Well, see, okay, so last year I watched Dracula.
Yeah.
Bela Lugosi's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
Except they had, you know, a little more in the Dracula one. But
yeah.
This guy was a lot creepier looking.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, the guy goes, he leaves his fiance behind or whatever. He goes over there. Nosferatu's all fucked up. He eventually figures out, like, he drinks blood. They have this little weird dude that I was thinking about this later. This little weird dude who's like, oh, my master. And he's like, Dracula's his master. The little fucker did nothing in the movie except for wander around going, my master. Oh, he got arrested for fucking around. Now he got out. Now he's arrested again. The end. Like, all he did was fucking climb out of a building. Like, what did he do? He did nothing. He never even met, like, Nosferatu. He never fucking did anything wrong, really. Like, he just got arrested just to be there to be a little weird creepy guy. He's like, my master. No, okay. The end. Like, he didn't do anything. He was just weird. Every character in that movie was fucked up. Like, the guy's like, oh, I'm evil. Oh, buy this building. Okay. And the guy's like, I'm a little guy. I'm Nosferatu, master. And fucking Nosferatu or Count Orlok, I mean, he's just wandering around like he's just surprised all the time.
Yeah.
His eyes are just wide, but he's, like, painted, you know. And then the other guy, he just seems overly happy for everything. And his fiance is super sad. Because she gets letters and has dreams. I
will laugh if you do give the same scores.
I know, I will. It was... Back then, I'm sure it was terrifying. Because, like, this is the first time that they probably really had weird makeup for a character.
Because
that dude was fucking creepy no matter what you did. Like I said, not a lot happened. But eventually they found out that they kind of figured out that he was a vampire, so they're like, we gotta find a way to stop him. And then the way it stops, it's just like imagine if you're reading Dracula and then just stopped, maybe you didn't read the last quarter of the book and then just stopped and said, this was how we stop him in the end. I could be wrong. I haven't read Dracula in like 12 years.
I never read it. I'm only comparing it to the other Dracula movie.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I actually haven't read that book in 12 years, so I could be wrong. But I gave it a 6.
Oh, close. 5.5.
Shit.
I gave it a 5.5.
So, yeah, those are the movies I watched on my list. And then just for fun, I watched an anime movie called Summer Wars, which I checked out from the library probably 4 times. I probably paid $3 in overdue fees in the past, and I ended up returning it and never watching it. So I finally checked it out, and it only took me one renewal to finally watch it. And it was actually a pretty good movie. Very Japanese anime, but it was crazy amounts of layered. Like, it was just, there was so much going on. It was such a good movie. They had this thing called Oh, fuck. I'm forgetting what it's called.
I didn't see it, so I can't help you.
I know. I'm quick. I'm trying to talk while I'm typing up just for the details on IMDb. 2009. Is it the Oz? That's what it is. There's this program called Oz, which is basically the internet on, I don't want to say on steroids, but imagine how the internet works right now and you have like a Facebook account and it's tied to everything.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but it's literally tied to everything. Like, you go online, it's your email, people message you on like that, and it has all your information. It's like your own social security number. That's your Oz account. People, like, you know, you have your information for your job, like important things for your job, stuff like that.
So it's like that episode of Sliders.
Possibly. I don't know. So, and the main character, he's this kid who works part-time, you know, like, just helping code and, like, do stuff because it has a super intense security base. His neighbor, like, not neighbor, I think it was his neighbor, this girl comes over and she's like, hey, because he lives with this other dude, and she's like, hey, I need one of you, I need help. I have a job for you if you guys want to do it. And like, what is it? Just come with me to the country, you know, for a few days, and then, you know, just help me out with some stuff. Okay, well, the main character goes off. I can't remember names for shit, and these are Japanese names, so I'll just ruin them. But he goes off with her, and you find out they're going for her grandma's 100th birthday. So they're getting like all of the family together to have this just big celebration for her grandma's 100th birthday. And the thing is, she promised her grandmother, like, because her grandma's old, but she has like a rough, tough, like, fighter spirit.
Yeah.
But she's like, my grandma's getting old. I don't know. She was getting sick for a while. She could pass away. I don't want her to think that I'm a loser. So she made up the story about how she has a fiance. So the guy's like, oh, fuck, I don't even have a girlfriend, and I have to meet this hot girl's fiancé. Oh, shit, this is crazy. But while he's there, he gets this message from Oz, like, giving this giant number. He's like, oh, it's a math problem. I'm really good at math. And he figures it out and sends it back. The next day, he finds out that the security wall was taken down on Oz, and a hacker just straight up fucked the whole thing. And everybody's emails on everything. Like, this is their life on a computer. So they're like, shit, this isn't good. So, like, everyone's like, he's a terrorist. He's doing all this stuff with that. You know, and they're calling back home with the guy and, like, trying to help figure out what's going on. So, yeah, those two stories going on. The grandmother's family getting all together, and he's like pretending to be the girl's fiance. The Oz is going down, went down, and stuff like that. But in the meantime, there's also this this girl's uncle who's adopted, who apparently was shamed from the family. He shows up and causes all sorts of ruckus because, you know, the family, like, he betrayed the family and all sorts of stuff like that. And, like, eventually all these plots, like, tie together in such a fantastic way that it just... Because you eventually find out the hacker actually isn't a hacker. It's an AI that the banned uncle made and sold it to the military. And they were testing it out. But partway through the movie, you find out that... Like, because, like I said, the Oz thing account is tied to everybody's, like, lives.
Yeah.
So it would give, it would, like, check the grandmother's vitals and, like, administer drugs or give notifications to her doctor when something bad was happening. But since it got taken down, in the middle of the night, the grandmother died. So it's like...
Oh, shit.
So, like I said, it has funny moments. It has intense moments. It has, like, really sad... Like, I almost cried during this movie. And, like... Because then they're, like, they're trying to figure out all this other stuff. But in the meantime, the AI is, like, stealing people's accounts and getting stronger and stronger. And, like, there's no way we can fucking beat this the way it is. So, like, everyone in the family is, like, trying to figure out how to, like, beat the AI. And then, like from the beginning, they're like the news. I know I'm giving a lot of the movie away, but it's there's so much. It's so cool. But the partway the beginning of the movie, they talk about the satellite that is out in space and stuff like that. The AI gets a hold of it and is like, "All right, guys, you guys are fucking around. I'm going to start its descent back to Earth, and I'm going to have it crash into one of any nuclear facilities." So, like, then it's like against the clock of them trying to stop. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff that happens in this movie, and I don't. It the animation was awesome. Like, just the like it's creepy at some points because the AI when it starts becoming really powerful, it looks evil as shit. And like, yeah, and it's like I said, it's funny, it's heartening, it's disheartening, it's sad. It's I mean, it's everything. But I was trying to figure out whether I should like what I should give it. But I ended up, I think I gave it an 8.5. But this is early on.
Okay.
Of like the AI guy just fucking being evil, but that's not the creepy part. Because eventually start like, it almost, I almost want to say in Lego Dimensions, or when you're fighting like the end boss, and he's just like this big, like he's in the middle, and then he's just this big like monstrosity with all these little Legos put together.
Yeah.
It's like that in the movie, but it's
like old, a Kira like, type old, thing. Like,
tiny little dots are everyone's like avatars, and he's just like just giant character, like giant avatars, and he's just black and has just giant evil red eyes and like,
jeez,
it's I thought it was a really cool movie. It was about 2 hours long though, which is fine because it flew by pretty cool. The acting was, I watched it in English. I don't know how, so I don't know how the Japanese acting is, but the English dubbing was pretty good. So yeah, that's. That was the only movie this month that I watched that wasn't on my list.
I think it's kind of funny because it's like when you had downtime last year, it was like all horror movies. So now that you're watching all horror movies, it's interesting to see what movies you
watch. I know, it really is. Because like
otherwise.
So far, I've watched like 10 movies on my list and 2 movies that weren't on my list. And one was a horror movie. And then the other one was an anime. But yeah, yeah, that was it for my list.
That's it for me, too.
The worst movie I watched this month was Nosferatu the 6, and the best one was Summer Wars with an 8.5.
The worst movie was White Zombie with a 3.5. The best movie was The Crazies with 7.5.
So if you want to
recommend
any movies, you say, hey, you guys, and actually I've been getting feedbacks, like people are like, oh yeah, I think you, like,
Based on
what we're doing, like, I know, for instance, Carrie is saying, like, she's really understanding what our tastes and things are.
Yeah.
So she's like, so she'll watch movies that we watch and be like, that was a really good movie. And she's, like, started buying, like, what I like, what you like, and some of that. And I know Tony's really excited about, and also, thanks to Tony also, because a lot of these horror movies, I had to track down, and he has a huge collection of movies in general. So I want to thank him ahead of time for a bunch of movies I have in my room that I have to watch yet of his. And also thanks to Jacob, but I don't think he listens to this. Jacob, uh-oh.
It's not like you're going, uh-oh, what's happening now?
I don't remember his last name. Pam, yep, Jacob P. And. They also lent me a bunch of horror movies. Forgot where I was going with this.
I had nothing else to say, so.
Oh, although I did... I was recommended a movie to watch, Memories of a Murder.
Memoirs of a Murderer?
Memories of a Murder. Memories of a Murder. Eric at work, he mentioned that.
Because I've heard of a movie called Memoirs of a Murderer.
I believe... Memories of a Murder, here we are. It is, I believe it's... It takes place in South Korea. I don't know if it was made. It's a 2003 movie, but it is a foreign film, so we'll have to see. Yeah, it's like a detective type movie, so I want to check it out because he says it's really really good and I should watch it. So I took that as a cue to watch it. But other than that, if you want to email me and recommend movies or say what kind of things you saw and liked because of us or didn't like, vice versa, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. That's STUFFBY scott@gmail.com. What are you laughing at?
Oh, Memoirs of a Murderer is actually a punk band.
Oh.
Or a metal band, so that's not...
No. let's have a live concert. So that's about it for the month. So that's after that, that's a wrap. Do 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 do